1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. We've raised $113,066 for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, through the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. If you'd like a copy of these marvelous works of art, and you'd like to donate money to my friend's place to help these kids out, you can call this number, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, or go to homelessyouth.org, which is the My Friend's Place website, and they'll tell you more about the great work that they do. We haven't talked much about Vice President Dick Cheney. He was hospitalized, as you know, and treated Monday for a recurrent heart problem. And heart condition is one of the major killers in this country of people who are over the age of 40. We have on the line with us from Santa Monica, Art Griego. And Art is a private pilot and businessman. He's also a guy that has had some heart problems. And Art, thanks for being on the program with us and sharing with us so that we can all get a kind of layman's view or get a ready-made view of what the vice president may be suffering.
Well, Phil, it's my pleasure.
Tell me about your history of heart problems.
Well, first of all, I think that there is an awful lot of alarmist behavior that's going on around the vice president. I suffered a congestive heart episode. Three of my four arteries were blocked, and 75%, and I was 80% blocked in one of them. They wanted to catheterize my arteries, but I told them that I didn't let doctors use me as a guinea pig. So I started cutting down on fat, my diet, and I began exercising. And I started eventually to conquer that.
So you had a congestive heart episode. Is that a heart attack?
That's a heart attack from the standpoint. I had some chest pain, and I had some blockage in the arteries.
All right, so you say there's a lot of alarmist behavior going on.
Well, I do believe that there's a lot of alarmist behavior going on, because I don't think that you have to catheterize, and I certainly don't think that you need to give medicine to individuals who can control this through diet and exercise. I have been able to control it through exercise.
What kind of exercise are you doing?
The exercise that I'm doing is I play 9 holes of golf every Saturday. I walk the last 3 of the holes so that I can get the exercise. And there are more holistic ways of dealing with heart episodes. So I also enjoy billiards, and I walk 10 minutes twice a week. And that's exercise. Regimen helps me.
I had a hard time understanding. You play 9 holes of golf.
I play 9 holes of golf on Saturday. And I also play 3 holes. And what I'm trying to do is give my body an opportunity to expel the fat and cholesterol and the plaque that is building up on the arteries. And these are the lifestyle changes.
All right, we're talking with Art Griego, who is a private pilot and businessman who suffered a congestive congestive heart troubles, a heart attack last summer. He said 3 or 4 of his arteries were blocked, 75%. One of his arteries was blocked 50%. But you did not allow the doctors to catheterize you and to clean that blockage out the way that they did Vice President Cheney. And you say you've been able to control that and get it down with exercise.
That's true, Phil. With exercise and with lifestyle changes is such as cutting back on cigarette smoking and also food intake as well.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 to talk to Art Griego as we talk about the heart problems of Dick Cheney.
Well, I want to say I'm a perfect example of how people need to calm down about Dick Cheney. He's going to be fine. and he is simply needs to approach this, I think, from a more holistic standpoint. Because I feel that the panic that's gone into what has been going on in his life, I think, is wrong.
You said you were a cigarette smoker?
As far as cigarettes went, I smoke a low tar nicotine cigarette, either called the Chew. I cut my smoking in half.
You cut your smoking in half? How many did you smoke?
I'm sorry?
How many did you smoke?
I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
So you're down to 1 pack a day?
No, I still smoke 2 packs of cigarettes, but I smoke the light cigarettes.
And what about your... I'm having a hard time. Are you having labored breathing or anything?
No, I'm fine. As a result of the heart failure and the heart problems I've had, of course, naturally, I've got to take a little bit slower, but I feel great.
You feel good?
Yes, I do. I don't have any problem.
Okay, we're talking to Art Griego here. What about food? Art?
Yes, sir.
What about food?
As food goes, I've switched to, I've made the right choices. I've switched to Dreyer's light ice cream. I eat sizzling bacon. I use olive oil instead of vegetable oil. I'm not using the deep fryer as much. I'm also taking some classes to reduce stress, which is French cooking.
Okay, we have lost him. We're talking with Art Griego about his heart problems from last summer and how Dick Cheney should pattern himself maybe a little bit after Mr. Griego. Mr. Griego says he's been able to control his heart problems with diet. He was a 2-pack-a-day cigarette smoker, and he's cut that down to, well, he says he's cut it down. He still smokes 2 packs, but he's smoking light, a low-tar and nicotine light cigarette. He also eats Dreyer's light ice cream and Sizzaline, so he's changed his dietary habits, and apparently he is exercising, plays 9 holes of golf every Saturday. He walks the last 3, and he also is playing more pool. Do we have, we got you back there, Art?
Yeah, all right, good.
Okay, you play pool?
I play billiards, and it's good exercise.
All right, hold on for a minute there. 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego is with us talking about his heart problems and what he's done to alleviate them. This is the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. With me is Art Griego, a private pilot and businessman from Santa Monica, California, who had a heart attack last summer. And he's talking about his heart episode and comparing it to Dick Cheney. Now, you, Art, suffered blockage in your arteries. You've, as a result, you did not allow them to clean that blockage out with catheters. Is that right?
That's correct, Phil, because I felt that the... I thought that the alternative, so I think that a lot of men who have heart attacks are not really allowing themselves to have the courage to just change their diet a bit and to move into an area that's healthier. And I think Dick Cheney is one of those men. He's allowing the doctors to tell him what to do. And to that extent, I think he's being a little bit foolish.
All right, you being foolish, why?
Because I think you can change it with diet. You don't have to have your heart cleared out.
And you exercise on a daily basis?
Do I exercising? I sensibly, I think, and I don't. I can't walk for very far without having to sit down, but I would much rather have that than go through what Dick Cheney is going through, because they put that up the groin. I don't want to do that.
Are you having a hard time breathing right now?
I'm either having a a fairly easy time breathing.
Have you ever been hospitalized for your heart problem?
Huh?
Have you ever been hospitalized?
No, I've never. Doctors are alarmists, and they always want to use you as a pincushion. I'm having the furniture in my house to make it more holistic for me to move around my house.
All right, tell me about the whatever that meant.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right. Tell me about the diets that you're the diet that you're changing, the food. You mentioned France.
I mentioned France in the fact that I've taken some classes to reduce stress and French cooking.
And what is involved in French cooking that makes it?
Well, if you saw the 60 Minutes piece, the French have. Use a lot of creams and brie and cheeses.
And I saw where the French have a low incidence of heart attack and thrombosis. Is that right?
That's right. And they cook with a lot of creams. And we find that cheese and butter and cream sauce and brie dips are healthy if you drink red wine. So that's...
Are you okay, man?
I'm ready.
See, you know what, Art, I can't understand a word that you're saying, and as a result of that, it sounds to me like you're sick. What? How do you feel right now? You feel good. And you had a heart attack, and you had 75% blockage.
Wait a minute. I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Well, what did we do? Did we lose him now? All right, get out of here with this freaking guy with his heart attack. Did you hear that guy? That cat could barely breathe. That guy could barely breathe. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I just have to say that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
What is, ma'am?
That if you let your dog sleep with you on the bed, you're molesting it?
I think there's a 90% chance that there is some kind of molestation going on, yes.
Excuse me?
I think there's a very good chance that there's some molestation going on of the animal, yes.
Oh my God! How can you even say that?
How can I say that? Because this is the indication we're getting.
But you don't even own a dog.
Yes, I own two mastiffs. I own two mastiffs.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're the dog guy.
I'm not having sex with my dogs.
Well, I know plenty of people who love their animals greatly, and
why are they on the bed?
Because
what's that about?
Because they don't want
to. What's that all about?
They don't want to make them lay on the floor.
Oh well, that's just horrible. I think we need to keep our eye on individuals that are sexually molesting animals. I think it's wrong. We all need to keep our eyes open for these sick people before a dog man race takes over the world. Now these people want to have sex with the dogs to create a race of dog men.
Well, we all know that that's impossible.
All right. Well, that may be impossible. What do you mean, we all? Well, how do you know?
Well, if it's possible, I'm sure some scientists
Do you dress your dog up?
Do I dress it up?
Yeah.
No.
Do you put a bandana on him or something?
No, there's no bandana on my dog. But that's just because she lays in my bed does not mean I'm molesting her.
Yeah. And why is she laying in your bed?
Because she loves me.
Oh, I see. She told you that too, didn't she?
She is a golden retriever. Anyone with a golden retriever knows.
By licking your face? Did she lick your face?
No, she doesn't lick my face.
Good, thank God. You know, what's she wearing when she's laying in your bed?
Excuse me?
What does she wear when she lays in your bed?
What does she wear?
Yes, ma'am.
She doesn't wear anything.
Proof. So the dog's nude.
The dog... Wait.
All dogs are...
Oh, I'm sick. No, you're laying in bed with a nude dog. Jesus. Give me a break.
I'm saying this. This man has a problem with people who make $50,000 or less.
Right.
And own a dog.
Because they murder
because
people.
Because he obviously had some kind of trauma happen to him in his life where he now thinks that anyone who makes less than $50,000 and happens to be white is trash. So I don't know what kind of episode happened in his life to make him
all
have
right,
to just...
All right, okay. I dated a stripper at one time. She worked at a club in Orlando, Florida.
What did she do, break your heart?
Yes.
And she, I guess she made under 50K.
And where's the dog correlation? I don't understand this. Where are you going with this, Mr. Animal Behaviorist?
The dog correlation?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
The dog bit you because you were trying to rape her, right?
No, no dog bit me.
Oh. So what? I don't understand how you get from a dog to a
take a wild
jail
guess.
Rape.
I came home one night. What do you think I saw?
I have no idea. Knowing you and listening to you talk, it must have been so traumatic that now your whole entire life
wait a minute,
is ruined.
Wait a minute. What kind of dog?
A German Shepherd.
You dated a stripper. She made less than 50 grand a year. You came home one night and saw what?
Take a wild guess. I'm asking this Linda. She's got all the answers.
I have no idea.
You don't?
No, I have no idea what could have happened in your sick mind,
that
in your
I
life.
Loved. I saw a woman that I loved engaged with a German Shepherd.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that is disgusting.
You got it. Yeah.
And so now you feel that anyone who owns a dog is white trash that makes under $50,000 or less.
Yes, I do.
Because a woman shafted you for a dog. This is ridiculous.
Tell me I'm wrong.
This is ridiculous.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay. I'm
all
sorry
you people,
for your trauma that happened
me,
to your
Linda,
life.
Linda, excuse me. I don't mean to offend you, but you're all you people are the same.
Oh, we're all the same?
You make under 50 G's a year. You live in your little clapboard house. You have, you'd throw a man over for a German Shepherd
you know,
in a
really
second.
You really need to see counseling.
I think you
there's
need a psychiatrist.
There's a better way. There's a
Let
better way
something.
Than insulting people.
I'm not trying to insult you.
No, you're
you
insulting a lot
people.
Of people by talking about dogs in this manner. You don't need to talk about the dogs.
Well, what about my girlfriend?
Your girlfriend's a completely separate issue.
Well, she did it to me, though, didn't she?
Yes, but her dog didn't attack and kill anyone, so I don't see how
no,
that...
No, all it did was have sex with the woman that I loved.
What did you do to
the
dog?
The woman
I
you loved
it.
Had problems, and there's a reason why
what,
you
wait,
went
wait.
After a woman who had problems.
What did you do with the dog?
I killed it.
You
oh
killed the
God.
German Shepherd?
You better believe... Oh, I'm not supposed to. Is that it, Linda?
You killed a dog?
It was having sex with my girlfriend, for
you
God's...
You probably taught it to do those things.
What?
It was
no
her fault,
dog.
Not the dog.
No dog takes my place in the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. The dog didn't know any better.
Oh, bull crap.
What dog are you didn't... talking about?
I'm talking about the woman that I loved. We were going to settle down, buy a place up at Bass Lake. We had all the money.
You are insane.
She was out of some strip bar in El Monte.
Oh.
And I met her, and I said, look, all I'm asking you is keep your hands off my dogs. I come home one night. Her and the German Shepherd. And you know what I'm hearing as I'm pulling into the garage? I heard barking. As
oh,
if,
my God.
Yeah, I did. I heard her going something like, go Skippy. I don't know what it was. Little did I know.
Well, okay, this has gone well beyond the pale of...
That's correct. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shock either one of you.
This is disgusting. You need to stop being an animal behaviorist and seek counseling.
Why do I need counseling? It was my wife that was screwing a dog.
I thought she was your girlfriend.
My girlfriend, my wife, my prospective wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Next time you want to judge people, Linda.
Exactly. You take the same advice
no,
you're giving
no, me. No. You wanted to judge me, and you didn't have the facts.
Oh, you don't have the facts about white people. Oh,
I'm white. I've been around white people my whole life. Throw them a dollar bill, they'll do anything.
I'm sorry. I feel right. very bad for you.
Thank you. That's the first words of care that you've uttered to me.
Well, I am sorry for you, but you need to stop throwing your opinions around so heavily towards people who own dogs. You need to be compassionate towards people.
Wait a minute. So you're upset because your girlfriend, who was a stripper, was having sex with a German Shepherd.
Right.
And you killed that German Shepherd.
Better believe it. Do it again, too.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Man, this is really gruesome. And this story is from New York. A Brooklyn baby that was born to a teenage mother. This was in the Bedford-Stuyvesant district of New York. The baby was tossed into a small yard behind the tenement where the family's snarling, hungry dog was waiting. And the dog attacked and killed this baby. It was a hungry Rottweiler of some kind. I want to talk to Brad Rifkin. Brad runs a pet adoption agency in conjunction with several other agencies here in Southern California to try to get pets, try to place pets in homes. And Brad, you heard this story, didn't you?
Well, I heard the story, and I look at that, and I say that is an animal that is obviously not in a loving home. A lot of pets are abused. A lot of pets are tortured. It is cruelty at the highest level, and now we find this story out of New York City. It was a mixed breed dog. It was a Rottweiler pit bull mix, a loving animal that that was almost completely starved to death in the backyard. And this teenage girl hurled this newborn baby into the yard where the dog was, and the animal was forced, horribly, the animal was forced to eat the baby. It was starved and had no chance.
Good God. That is gruesome.
Well, that's the kind of abused animal, and that kind of abused animal needs a home and an understanding home. This is what's going on with millions of pets across the country.
But the child, we're talking about a newborn baby, a baby born to a teenage girl. She obviously hasn't got the slightest interest in life. Throws it out a window where a starving dog is.
Right. Right. And that dog, you know, the animal, Phil, is just an example of a lot of abused animals. And I think an animal like that deserves a loving home where it can be treated properly so that it is not forced into that kind of depravity.
No, but the animal that you're talking about, the Rottweiler pit bull that you're talking about, it attacked and ate a baby. How could you have this thing in your yard knowing it killed a human being, even if you could guarantee it would never attack another human being?
Well, I don't think you can. I don't think you can hold that against the dog. The information we have is that, you know, the animal was starved to death. Not to death, but the animal was being starved by these people. And so the information we also have, and this is the height of cruelty, that this dog, and the dog's name was Midnight, a sweet dog that needs a loving home, we understand that the police might have found a bottle of Lee and Perrins. And I have
Lee and Perrins is what? Is that the chop sauce?
That is what they use to season the steaks, yeah. And what I don't know.
Well, what are you saying? I mean, you...
I'm saying it's possible that the young woman who, before she threw the baby into the yard, she might have poured some steak sauce on it, maybe used some Lowry's.
She seasoned the baby.
I think she might have. And if that is the case, the animal was tricked into eating that baby, and you using any kind of seasoning would constitute entrapment. So people don't need to be afraid of Midnight. He's a good dog, a good protection dog, a good watchdog, a perfect house pet. But what this dog has been through, no animal should ever have to suffer. And that's why...
This dog ate a baby. Look at it. It's a dog, okay? And it obviously is a stupid a dumb animal. All right.
To call a dog a dumb animal, I think is wrong. It's a very loving creature, and
I know that they're loving creatures. This dog in particular, this dog named Midnight, this Rottweiler, ate a baby. Okay.
But the seasoning salt, the attempt to make the baby taste good to the dog,
I don't know. You're saying that that happened?
I'm saying it might have happened. I'm saying that it might have happened. And I'm saying...
All right, let's say that this girl is so mentally disturbed that she takes a bottle of Lee and Perrins and pours it on the baby before she tosses it out into the yard.
Right.
So that lets the dog off the hook?
That lets the dog off the hook to the extent that it was entrapped into eating the baby. The dog was starving. Starved by these humans. okay?
But I don't understand how you would want to adopt out a dog like that that ate a baby. People would be afraid. And
there are reports, Phil, that the baby was dressed up in a kind of a red and a white costume to make it look like filet mignon or something. Have you ever heard of entrapment, Mr. Henry?
I know what entrapment is.
It's illegal. And it would be illegal if they used the seasoning salt. And it would be illegal...
All right, let's say that it's all illegal. It happens to be illegal to throw a baby out a window so that it's eaten by a dog.
I understand that.
Okay, that's illegal.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's illegal. So the illegality of seasoning the baby before you throw it out the window and pouring Lee and Perrin steak sauce, I mean, this is insane.
I agree that it's insane. I think it's wrong what happened to that child. I think it's wrong what happened to this dog. What we do is we adopt out these pets. And I'm saying that if anybody's interested in adopting this pet, to call our hotline and to express your interest. But trying to trap a usually loving pit bull or Rottweiler mix should be illegal also, is what I'm saying.
All right, so in other words, she should be charged with a double crime.
I think the child should be, this young woman should be charged with obviously throwing a kid out of a window, whatever that law is. I don't know what that is.
And well, how about murder?
If she seasoned it with Lee and Perrin's, yeah.
All right, let's say... And I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Phil, you got to understand, we help dogs.
No, okay. Let's say she poured Lee and Perrin's and Lowry's seasoning salt on the baby, tossed it out the window to the dog.
That would be, she wants the dog to eat it.
That would be murder.
That would be murder. And also, it would be entrapment of the dog. What we are saying is this dog is in danger and should be adopted out.
Well, I don't know how you're going to get any family feeling confident enough to adopt a dog that ate a baby.
Am I talking to myself?
What do you mean, are you talking to yourself?
Didn't I say Lee and Perrin's might have been used?
So in other words...
So, in other words, it wasn't the dog. If the seasoning wasn't used, it wouldn't have thought that it was a chow or dog food. See, so
So in other words, the seasoning isn't used, the dog doesn't eat the baby.
I don't think so.
Even though it was starving?
That's my feeling, yeah. So if they seasoned this baby and then threw it out the window, that is, you don't hate animals, do you?
I mean, no, I don't hate animals. What I'm trying to do is understand what you're saying, that the dog is not to blame.
The dog isn't to blame.
Okay, I agree with you that the dog isn't to blame. I agree with you that it's a dumb animal. I don't know what you're saying about Lee and Perrin's chop sauce or Lowry's seasoning salt.
But there's a possibility the baby was on might have been on a plate or on next to a baked potato.
Look, I agree with you I agree with you that maybe the dog was entrapped. I don't know why I should trust having that dog in my home.
I think you can trust having the dog in your home, Mr. Henry, if you're not planning on pitching a baby out the window soaked down with A1. Okay?
No, I don't plan on doing that anytime soon.
Then I think you're safe with the dog.
1-800-449-8686. This dog that ate a baby in New York, he wants to find a home for it because he feels that the dog, having been starved, needs a home. Am I wrong in concentrating a little bit more on the kid that got killed? I mean, I don't know how sadistic these people are. If they soak the kid down with A1 steak sauce, that's fine. I'm not saying it's the dog's fault, but I'm saying maybe you don't want to adopt the dog. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. The KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, adopted a highway because the state of Missouri said that they could. The state of Missouri Supreme Court said that adopting a highway is something that is constitutional and the Ku Klux Klan ought to be allowed to do that, and they were fighting these cats on it. In other words, the attorney general or the attorneys of the state of Missouri said, no, we don't want the Klan to adopt a highway. I mean, it's been all over the news today. And my question is, why keep them from adopting a highway if that's what they want to do? Why keep the Klan from cleaning up a roadway if that's what they want to do? I think that would be an interesting thing to see those guys in their bed sheets walking around picking up cups. Cups and scraping dog crap up off the side of the road. What better job for the Klan? Are you kidding me? And you don't want them to do it? Come on, get your head on straight. Out here, we got Bette Midler. She picked up trash from the one. She actually adopted a stretch of the highway. Bette Midler, you know, the one with the TV show and a great recording career and everything else. Bette, she adopted a highway, a part of the 101. I think it was like from the 134 break to Woodman Avenue out in the out near the valley. And they actually had some film footage of her picking garbage up off the side of the road. And not that I don't imagine that Bette Midler gets out there and picks garbage up off the side of the road each and every day. But there she was anyway, picking crap up off the side of the road. So the Ku Klux Klan wants to do the same thing in Missouri. How can you keep these guys from doing that? Dumbass Klan wants to clean up? All the better. If you guys don't keep that highway clean, you're going to look worse, much worse than you do now. Now, who's got a worse image in America than the Ku Klux Klan? For better or for worse, for right or for wrong, whose image is worse than the Klan's? I can't think of anybody. They may think that everybody loves them, but you know as well as I do, everybody hates their guts. Except for a handful of guys someplace in a, I don't know where they are, except for a couple of bowling leagues here and there, the Klan is pretty much reviled. You guys definitely need to rehabilitate your image, and adopting a highway is a very good idea. But that means you got to get out there and actually clean it up. So I don't know how dirty you want to get, man. Them white sheets are going to get real dirty, you standing around out there cleaning up a roadway. But this adopting a highway thing could be a good thing for you. And, of course, a lot of people adopt highways. Bette Midler, as I just mentioned to you. I've seen all kinds of different groups adopting highways, adopting a stretch of highway, because I think they think that it's a real PR move. In other words, you could have, who knows, Russell Crowe might want to adopt that. But I think if you're going to adopt a highway, you got to get out there and clean that thing up a little bit. And you can't hire anybody either. And I've seen, if you drive around, you see, I don't know, Clint Eastwood. There's the odd name here and there of people who've adopted highways. And, you know, one of these days you're going to get lucky enough and you're going to see those guys out on the road. You're going to see Clint Eastwood standing there cleaning crap up off the side of the road. I had an idea of celebrity lettuce picking. I don't know whether you see, because there was this whole thing about illegal immigrants and farm workers, and why don't they go back to Mexico? And nobody in the state of California that eats a freaking salad has got any idea of how important those farm workers and those illegal lettuce pickers are. They just think we could send them all back to Mexico and somebody'd still be magically picking the lettuce. And it was an image problem, I figured. So I thought, why don't we get celebrities out there to pick lettuce? That way people would think it's cool. So you could go out and do lettuce picking with picking with freaking Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Celebrity lettuce picking. That was my idea. I don't know. But it's a start. And if you can get the people to appreciate the job of lettuce picking by getting celebrities out there, maybe we can get people to appreciate the job of keeping our highways clean by getting a few celebrities out there. If nothing else, the Ku Klux freaking Klan. You see, you know, even the Klan cares about keeping all the crap off the road, all the beer bottles, all the stuff that they eventually throw out of their trucks. Anyway, this is the Phil Henry Show, and we'll see you.
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm African American, and I find you very offensive. You don't seem, as the woman said before, you don't seem to be prepared with the answers. You seem very, what's the word, just very casual. It's not like you're taking this serious. Black people had to go
through a lot. I knew something, Mr. Henry, didn't know. The inventor of the Super Soaker was Lonnie Johnson. And
The Super Soaker. It's a squirt gun. Okay.
Oh, so in other words, that's not good. We should take that away from him?
I happen to know that Lister Johnson, I went online, Mr. Lonnie Johnson is an aerospace engineer. He's developed other systems that are a little bit more impressive than the Super Soaker. Okay, he's worked with the aerospace industry. Why do you bring up the fact that he's invented the Super Soaker?
I think that's pretty damn cool. I've got a kid who loves it. What else did he do?
He's an aerospace engineer. Why don't you mention that?
What else did he do?
Well, I don't know about that, but have you seen, ma'am, do you have kids?
Yes, I have a four-year-old.
That Super Soaker's a hell of a deal.
You're not taking this seriously. You said that Black history, Dylan, you said that Black history is something to make them feel, you know, like they're part of the country. We helped build this country.
You helped do what?
We helped African-American Black people help build this country.
I don't doubt that for a minute.
No, but you said that the reason why we have Black History Month is to make us feel part of something. We are part of it. And it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying, you know, because a lot of the Black, they get upset. You guys get upset about a lot of stuff.
You guys. We're one race. We're the human race. What do you mean, you guys?
Well, I mean the Blacks.
See, that's a very divisive word.
No, I mean you Blacks.
You
just
Blacks.
Say the African-American community. How about that?
I just want to know where you got your degree from. You get your degree in Black Studies from?
From Hamden College?
Oh, I got a better question. How many Black students are there at Hamden College?
Oh, now you really want to hit below the belt, don't you?
How many Black students are there at Hamden College? I'd like to know.
We have a total student body of 3,000 students.
How many of them are Black?
I don't know, Mr. Henry.
Are there 100?
I don't even know.
Are there 50? How many Black students do you have in your class?
You know, you're trying to embarrass me.
Just tell me. Just humor me. How many Black students do you have in your Black history class?
I've got two.
Two? And how many students do you have in the class?
I've got two.
Two?
Yeah. Okay, so that makes it bad? That makes it wrong?
Two Black students? But there's only two Black students in the whole college. Who's John Lee Love?
Is another guy that invented something?
Yeah, another guy that invented something. Who is he?
Why don't you ask your Black friend here on the Dawn? Well, she'll probably know. You know? Oh.
I really don't believe you're real. I just can't.
Up until a half hour ago, I thought I was real, but I'm being treated like a bum on this show.
Well, because you're not prepared, and you're a disgrace to your profession.
A disgrace? I brought Black studies to Hamden College.
Have you been a professor there?
I've been a professor at Hamden College.
Yeah.
I was an American history professor there for 5 years.
And then
you went into Black studies.
Black studies.
Yeah, last year.
Last year. So you really had no training or studies in the subject. You probably just go to the internet and get all your information.
I read up on Montgomery. What do you want from me? I know who Rosa Parks is.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, do you know who Rosa Parks is?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this we? You got a turd in your pocket?
I'm speaking for the... I don't appreciate your language, okay?
It's just unbelievable.
Who's Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks was the lady who refused to take a back seat on the bus in Montgomery, Alabama in 1956, thus violating a municipal statute which prompted the Montgomery bus boycott of African Americans in that city.
Hey. Real good.
You're majestic.
Phil Henry.
Your people, I do not understand.